It's time for this week's edition of the Virtual Bible Study. The Virtual Bible Study is a live, internet-only call-in program dedicated to the honest study and discussion of God's Word. Do you have a question about something in the Bible, or are you simply interested in learning more about the Scriptures? If so, we hope you'll stay tuned tonight as we look into the pages of God's Word. The Virtual Bible Study is brought to you this time each week by the College View Church of Christ in Columbia, Tennessee. You can participate in the discussion tonight by calling 931-381-4567 or by emailing your questions or comments from collegeview.com. We hope you'll take out your Bibles and study along with us as we begin an exciting study of God's Word on this edition of the Virtual Bible Study.
And welcome into the Virtual Bible Study tonight. We're glad you're part of it. This is the Virtual Bible Study for Thursday night, November 29th, 2007. We're glad that you are on the Virtual Bible Study tonight. My name is Jacob Gwynn. My father, Greg Gwynn, is back in town, and he joins me in the studio tonight. Hello, Dad.
Jacob, good to be with you tonight. I've got about lost my voice, so you may have to do more of the talking tonight. But
it didn't sound that bad until you started talking here.
Well, it's just kind of comes and goes.
Stage fright.
Yeah, stage fright.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since you were here. So 2 weeks without you in the studio. We'll try it again tonight, see if we can't get reacclimated.
See if we can work together here.
We're looking forward to you joining in on the discussion and helping out with the program tonight. You do so by dialing 877-381-4567. That's a toll-free number for you to use, 877-381-4567. Or you can send your emails to questions@collegeview.com. Questions@collegeview.com is the address to use on the program tonight. As has been advertised, we want to talk about television on the program tonight, the dangers of television, and we believe there are many, numerous dangers involved with television and the viewing of television. We want to talk about those on the program tonight, Dad. Television is a pastime for many in America today. And it is a pastime for many Christians as well, but there are many inherent dangers with watching television that we need to be aware of.
I think that's exactly right. And I think it deserves a lot of attention on the part of Christians to think about the very serious moral dangers that are present on the television, not just for us, but also for our children. I think parents with kids especially have to be concerned about the evil influence of TV. But, you know, I think we make a mistake when we say, well, we got to be careful about the kids. But after they go to bed, we can turn it on and watch whatever we want to watch. That's a huge mistake as well. We sent out a couple questions earlier today, and we've been getting quite a bit of feedback. Obviously, this is a subject that a lot of people are interested in, and we're glad for that. We want to get more feedback. We'd love to hear from you. In regards to television, Jacob, we ask one simple question. What do you think is the biggest danger, or what is the most dangerous thing about watching television? That's a wide open question, and so you can go a lot of directions with that. But send us your feedback. What do you think is the most dangerous thing about watching television? We want to hear from you about that. But Jacob, to get our discussion started, we thought we might cover something that's been in the news, and we're going to hear a lot more about it in the next few weeks. There's a new movie coming out called The Golden Compass. And I also asked some of our listeners to respond about their knowledge of this new movie about to be released here in the holiday season called The Golden Compass. And should we let our kids watch that or movies like that?
Well, you know, this movie, The Golden Compass, doesn't really alarm me that much, believe it or not. There's been an email going around in inboxes, and I'm sure that many of our listeners have received the email. This movie doesn't alarm me any more than a lot of the other movies that are out there. This is just an example of how Hollywood works to erode the practices and the beliefs of people who are trying to live in a way that's pleasing to God. Hollywood is attacking those continually. This is just another example. It has been brought out and it's been highlighted, and it shows us what's going on in Hollywood, but it's nothing new.
Well, I think maybe I want to just expound upon what you said. You're not alarmed any more so than you're alarmed about lots of...
Yes, exactly, no, right. It's alarming, but it doesn't. It's no different than all the other movies that are out there.
Yeah, that's the key. I think all of the movies almost are alarming. This is an alarming movie, and we should be aware of it. I think maybe the big danger about this is that it's coming out here at this Christmas season, and parents are going to be carrying their kids to see this en masse. And before they do, they ought to be advised of some of the things that are being said about it. We got a real good email from Al, who wrote this. He said, when I first heard of the allegations concerning the Golden Compass, I went to Snopes.com to see if it had been documented. I had not previously heard of Philip Pullman, that's the author, nor do I generally read books of the fantasy genre. From what I read on the issue, it appears that the movie itself is not objectionable. It's a watered-down version of the least detestable of his books. But the danger is the movie will create in children a desire to read the books of his trilogy where atheism is promoted. The marketing seems to be the opposite of the Harry Potter phenomenon, where the movies were released after the books had developed a large following. Now, I think that's an interesting tie-in between this coming movie and the Harry Potter series. Some of us have spoken out about the Harry Potter series and been concerned that parents let their kids watch that when it was full of witchcraft and sorcery and so forth and seemed to glamorize that sort of thing. But in regards to the Harry Potter, they put the books out first. People read them, got all excited about them. Then they released the movies. This is being actually done in a different form. The other books are not out yet. This is the first, but there's going to be three of them. And here's a quote from Snopes.com that Al includes in his email. Pullum, that is the author, left little doubt about his book's intended meanings when he said in a 2003 interview that, quote, my books are about killing God. And in a 2001 interview that he was, quote, trying to undermine the basis of Christian belief. In 2002, conservative British columnist Peter Hitchens labeled Pullum, quote, the most dangerous author in Britain, and described him as the writer that, quote, the atheist would have been praying for if atheists prayed. And so and that's pretty startling information there. This guy is a rabid atheist, and he has avowed that his books are for that purpose of promoting atheism and undermining Christian belief. That's something to be concerned about.
But again, I have to ask you, how many in Hollywood would share this guy's beliefs?
Well, probably the vast majority of them do.
And how many in Hollywood would have similar agendas?
Well, I think they do. And I'm not disputing that. But I'm just saying, if parents are going to let their kids see this movie, and a lot of them are, they ought to at least be aware of the agenda of this movie's specific agenda. It's not totally or terribly different than a lot of other movies, but it is true of this movie.
And this guy has enough nerve to say he doesn't believe in God and he wants to attack those who do. There are others in Hollywood who don't have enough nerve to say that into your face, but that's what they're doing. And so that's one of the dangers we want to talk about tonight.
Exactly right. Let me give you a few more of these, Jacob, feedbacks about this movie. Our friend Jack down in Atlanta, Georgia, writes, let me get to it. He says, I had to go out online to find a bit more about the movie and found out that it involves witches, sorcery, and the like. Of course, it is not for our children to watch or get caught up in, like some did with the Harry Potter series of books and movies. Let me give you a couple more here if I can find them real quick.
How about Don in Nashville?
There you go. Read that one.
Don in Antioch, Tennessee says, we don't know much about the movie except it has some major anti-Christian themes, and for this reason alone, it would be a bad idea for anyone to let their children see it. However, we're not as concerned about an evil book or movie that is obviously evil than we are about evil books and movies that are misquandered as righteous, masqueraded as righteous. Can't read that tonight. It should be a no-brainer for a Christian parent to know that the Golden Compass isn't for their children, but where is the outrage about Narnia, The Lord of the Rings, the Left Behind series, and The Passion of the Christ? Christian bookstores are full of these evil materials, and it is upsetting. It is as upsetting to Christians when confronted about these being evil as it is when you tell them it is evil to lie to their kids about Santa Claus. Don't you think we all need to get our priorities in order? That's from Don and Gail in Antioch. And he makes a good point there. This book comes out and hits you in the face with it, but what about these other books, these other movies? They're teaching just as much error.
Yeah, exactly right. Appreciate Don for sending in that email. Got one from Jerry, who says, I don't know much about the movie The Golden Compass, but from what I have read, it seems to me to be very dangerous, especially for impressionable children. However, I understand the books are much worse than the movie. I would not let a child of mine see it. In fact, I know of very few movies or TV shows, for that matter, that I would want children to see, especially the new stuff that is being advertised. That's from Jerry.
And we have an email from Jake in Finland tonight, coming across the pond to us with a comment. He says, I do not know what movie you're talking about. Why? Because, A, I don't watch many movies. If I did, I would do it in English on a DVD. And, B, if I watch a movie, I make sure it doesn't have a unique plot, i.e. a movie filled with sexual immorality, vulgar vocabulary, and so on. I don't have a family or kids, but I plan on not getting a TV at all. This is because the internet is a much better resource. The user has more control at what content he or she consumes, and I vow not to push them into this world, speaking of his children, until I have explained to them that they have control over the choices they make, and God is watching. Appreciate Jake for those comments in Finland tonight.
Well, there you get sort of a sampling of what people are saying about this movie. And again, our show tonight is not about this movie per se, but I think it is worth giving a little insight to people so they can be aware, because this thing is really going to be advertised heavily. It's coming out right at the time of the year where they really try to push the movie sales. There's going to be all kind of paraphernalia related to the movie that'll be children's toys and so forth, and it'll be much like the Harry Potter thing was, and kids will be wanting to see it, and parents will be pushed to take their kids to see it, and we need to be on guard about it. I got another email here just coming in from our friend Philip in Newcastle, Indiana. He says Snopes.com that investigates the validity of rumors circulated on the internet has much information on the author of the trilogy, the first of which is The Golden Compass. You may have this quote, but if not, it says all I need to know about Pullum's work. And then he gives, I think it's the same quote we just read, quote, Pullum left little doubt about his book's intended meaning when he said in a 2003 interview that my books are about killing God. And in 2001 interview, he said he was, quote, trying to undermine the basis of Christian belief. And again, this other fellow, this other columnist in Britain said, Pullum was the kind of man that, quote, atheists would be praying for if atheists prayed, because they see him as promoting their agenda.
Certainly, it is disturbing, and we have to be disturbed about that. But what are we allowing, as Don mentioned in Antioch, what are we allowing that is trying to distort our view of reality and distort our view of God? And we don't even realize it. We want to hear from you on the program tonight. The number to call is toll-free, 877-381-4567. The email address to use is questions@collegeview.com. As we talk about the dangers of television, what do you view as the dangers of television and watching television? We want to hear from you on the program tonight. 877-381-4567, questions@collegeview.com.
Enjoying the virtual Bible study? Email a friend during this break and tell them to join in on the discussion. There's more exciting Bible study after this commercial.
Tonight on Channel 8 WSIN, it's TV like you've never seen it before. Starting at 8, it's TV's funniest new comedy, Fornication in the City, and Marie has been misbehaving again.
Guess what? I just cheated on my husband. He doesn't even know about it.
And then at 8:30, it's the show that's setting the standard. You won't want to miss this week's I Love This World, where Bob makes a great announcement.
Well, I think it's time you knew the truth. I'm gay.
And at 9 o'clock, it's the show that Television Magazine has called the number one drama for murder and violence. You won't want to miss this week's In Cold Blood to see who will be the next to be gunned down. It all starts tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 8 WSIN.
I'm Greg Gwynn, reminding you that sin is a terrible thing, and that those who are entertained by watching others sin fall under the condemnation of God that is mentioned in Romans 1:28. Be careful what you watch on television, because in spite of what the devil wants you to think, sin is always sin, and it's never funny.
I am Nestor Sanchez from Arica, Chile in South America, and I love to listen to the virtual Bible study. And this moment, I invite you to participate in this program too. Gracias.
Missed a recent virtual Bible study program? Listen to any of our past programs from the archive section of our website. Now, back to the virtual Bible study.
And welcome back to the virtual Bible study. Thank you for joining us as we talk about the dangers of television on the program tonight. We want to hear from you. My co-host across the table from me tonight is about to lay down his voice and walk out, I think.
Yeah, a little hoarse, but we're going to get through this.
We could use your help at 877-381-4567, questions@collegeview.com. We want to know what your thoughts are about the dangers of television. Do you have any concerns about the television that is being viewed in your home? What do you think about it? Let us know your thoughts. Was out on the internet, Dad, looking at a website called Parents Television Council, parentstv.org, Parents Television Council. They study these kinds of things, and they're very alarmed and concerned, as we all should be. They studied the family hour, and that is the hour of television with programs that start between 8 and 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
That'd be Eastern time. For us in Central time, it'd be 7 to 8 p.m.
All right, that's the time when you would gather the family around. And they looked at network television, not the cable television, but the network television.
Thanks, broadcast, the broadcast networks.
ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, CW, and My Network Television. And they have some alarming statistics that they're on their website. You might want to check out parentstv.org. They'll give you a rundown of your favorite program to tell you how it lines up with their standards. But in their study, just 2 weeks of television in November of 2006 and in February of 2007, they studied three separate two-week periods during that time, and also April through May of 2007. But for 3 weeks during this study, here's what they found. On family hour between 8 and 9 p.m., when your family is gathered around the television, there were two.
By the way, that's when you should be listening to the virtual Bible study.
That's right. We can save you one of those hours at least. But there were 2,246 instances of violent, profane, and sexual content in 180 hours of original family hour programming. That equates to almost 12 and a half instances of per television hour. There were objectionable content. There was one instance of objectionable primetime content every 3.5 minutes of non-commercial airtime. You get an objectionable content watching family hour television when you think it's okay to gather the family around once every 3.5 minutes. Only 10.6% of the programs were free of any violent or sexual content and foul language. Only 10% of the programs on family hour, when it's supposed to be okay to let your family view television, only 10% of those programs are fit to be seen. That's what this secular organization says. This isn't a religious organization. This is a secular organization. They're telling you only 10% of the programs have no objectionable content. And I bet you if you were to get down to it, some of those 10% that they say are okay by God's standards would still have objectionable content. Certainly some alarming statistics.
It goes on to say, Jacob, that since 2000-2001, violent content during this same family hour has increased by 52%, and sexual content has increased by 22%. What that's saying is things are getting worse sort of exponentially, and what we can anticipate is things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse.
There's a program on Fox called American Dad. And they studied it, and they said that it had 52 instances of objectionable content per hour on family, primetime, network television, 52 instances of objectionable content per hour. Looking at language, they studied the language. They said there were 815 uses of foul language, or an average of 4.5 times per hour you hear objectionable language. More than 3/4 of all the programs airing on family hour contained foul language. Over 3/4 of the programs on family hour, when you have your family gathered around the television, have foul language.
Over half, 54%, almost 55% of those same shows during family hour contained sexual content, which is pretty alarming.
Since 2000-2001, the amount of sexual content during this family hour has increased 22%. CBS has had almost a 600% increase during that time.
Unbelievable. It's just incredible when you stop. Just look, these are just sort of raw statistical numbers, but you just look at the numbers. You know, what happens whenever you mention a specific show or a specific kind of circumstance? There might be people, I like that show and I don't think it's all that bad. But as you say, Jacob, these are people who tried to take an objective view of these things, and it's bad. And anybody, any Christian who's ignoring how bad it is really got their head stuck in the sand.
Certainly so. And we don't want to overlook violence. Certainly that is a sin that is portrayed on television at an alarming rate. During this study, they noted an average of 4.19 scenes per hour of violence. Almost half of the programs on family primetime network television contained violent material, and that violence has increased. Almost 52%.
We might get some feedback. Some of you who are listening might want to comment. You know, every once in a while I hear people say, well, it may be an R-rated movie, but it's just because of the violence, as though that makes it okay, that somehow it's not a problem for us to be viewing.
That's one of those sins that they have an agenda about, and they've convinced us it's no big deal for there to be violent material. This same website, parentstv.org, studies these television programs on a continual basis, and they rate the worst show of the week. And the worst show last week was a program named Family Guy on Fox, aired on November 18th. And, Dad, I can't read this on the air about what they do here. They speak of male genitalia in graphic terms. It's just, it's outrageous. The language that they use, you couldn't be repeated.
No, we couldn't read that. I've never seen that show. I may have heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it at all. But I'm seeing this article that's here on the internet.
Primetime Network Family Hour.
What time does that come at night? It comes on at 9 o'clock Eastern. I mean, that's 8 o'clock Central Time. I mean, here in the Central Time Zone, our kids are still up watching TV at 8 o'clock.
Here's one. My Name is Earl on NBC. This was on November 1st, a few weeks ago. They rated it as the worst of that week. And this program, Primetime Network Television, included strippers, prostitutes, thieves, drunkards, adulterers, drug dealers. And the strippers were shown in strippers attire. Maybe an oxymoron, but they were shown in strippers attire. There was a naked woman running across a front yard on primetime network television. How do you justify that?
Well, again, that's at 8, that show comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. Kids are going to be watching. You let your kids have the TV on, they're going to be watching. And I want to go to an email that we had about that. Boy, Jake, I'm having trouble keeping my emails sorted out here tonight. But I think, Don, you got that email from Don that we referenced. Here it is. Don said, what's one of the most dangerous things about watching TV? He said, letting a child have a TV in their own room and unsupervised viewing in any room. Same thing for the computer. Well, look at this. Here's a couple of shows that are just outrageously nasty. And they're on during the time when kids are still up, haven't gone to bed. You let a kid have their own TV in their own room, making their own decisions about what they're watching, or you let them watch unsupervised in any room of the house, and that's what they have the option of viewing. Now, kids are not mature enough to make wise decisions in all instances, and you let them have unsupervised use of the TV, that's what they're going to be seeing.
You know what happens, though? This has just desensitized us. Satan has used the television to desensitize us to sin, where we don't think sin is outrageous and is as offensive as we once did. You know, Dad, a few weeks ago I was talking with an older gentleman, and he remembered when his family got their first television, when he bought his first television. And I asked him, I said, if television was like it was then, like it is now, when you got the television home and you turned it on, wouldn't you have just packed it up and taken it right back to the store? He said, I never would have bought one in the first place. Yet how many people are just sitting there with this filth and profanity in their living rooms, and they're just going right along with it?
You know, I've told this story to a lot of people over the years, but I remember as a kid, the first time my dad thought that he heard a cuss word on TV, and he jumped up. I mean, he literally jumped up and ran to the phone and picked up the phone and called the local TV affiliate, network affiliate, to register his complaint that that kind of a word had been put out over the airwaves. Well, now, what were the statistics? I mean,
every three minutes
we hear that, and people have become desensitized to it. We hear it all the time now and don't react to it.
And Christians are sitting there in their living room watching this filth.
That's right.
It doesn't even raise an eyebrow.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Let us know on the phone, 877-381-4567, questions@collegeview.com. Surely you have some opinion on this and some thoughts about the television and the state of it in our society. Let us know your thoughts tonight.
Jacob, Don has written a follow-up. Don from Antioch, Tennessee, says, it's interesting that the statistics Jacob just read mentioned non-commercial airtime. I wonder what the statistics would be for commercials, many of which are more objectionable than the actual shows. I think that's exactly right. You know, even if you're watching a supposedly decent show, hard as they are to find, when the commercials come on, you got to look away, because they're going to be showing all kind of nasty stuff on the commercials.
Certainly so.
I think Don's right on that.
Thank you, Don, for your email tonight. 877-381-4567, questions@collegeview.com. We're waiting to hear from you as we talk about the dangers of television to us spiritually tonight on the Virtual Bible Study.
Jacob, let me go back. I think we're coming up on a break here, but let me go back to this movie that we were talking about, The Golden Compass, which is coming out. And Keith in Lynchburg, Tennessee, has written in to say, The Golden Compass is a very anti-Christian movie in which God is made out to be almost evil in ways. I've only heard about the movie, but what I've heard isn't worth the risk of your children learning things like this. Only a person not sound in the faith would allow their children to view this movie. I've heard that in the end of the movie, God is killed. I think probably at the end of this trilogy or three-part movie, God is going to be killed. I've heard that too.
As I've heard it, the idea is you kill off God and you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And certainly that's an idea that would resonate with children as they want to defy authority.
Keith goes on and says, as far as watching TV, I've turned my satellite programming off. Even with the V-chip, you still can't guard your minds from the filth. Idolatry, lies, fornication, adultery, and so forth. The lives of my family have been so enriched since I've done this. We have much more time to study the Bible, the best story ever told. We have more time to be a family. I hope others will also turn off the TV and get the dust off the Bible. Keith in Lynchburg. Keith, thanks for listening tonight. Thanks for your email. I really appreciate what he has done there in his own family. And I accept his challenge. We all should accept the challenge that Keith has put out there. Stop watching TV. Read your Bibles more.
Thank you, Keith, for that important email tonight. We're going to go up to Orleans, Indiana, and welcome Mike to the virtual Bible. So, hello, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. Say, I wanted to make a comment. You know, I was really troubled. I think I share your sentiments about the Golden Compass. That was something that troubled me, though, a little bit more, I think, than maybe the average movie that, you know, we're getting, I guess, you know, we're just used to seeing Hollywood put these types of things out. But the Golden Compass, I see this as maybe a, it may not be so successful because I think there's been a pretty good, you know, showing, I think that the internet, the email that you alluded to, I think there've been quite a few people that have, you know, been turned off because of this movie. However, you know, I think they may be testing the waters a little bit. I see this as kind of reaching to the next level because the movie is about killing God. You know, I mean, 50 years ago, nobody would have even taken the time to even consider going to see a movie, and that would have been a waste of money. But now Hollywood, I think, has turned a little bit, and they're starting to test the waters to see just how many people are actually interested in this message. They've been degrading our morality for so long. And now I kind of wonder if they're not just testing the waters to see, you know, if people are going to be ready to accept something like this.
They push the envelope on a constant basis, so don't they, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, once you can kill God, I mean, I don't know what else there would be to what could be worse. I took it on myself. I wrote to three local movie venues here. And I asked them, you know, point blank, if they'd be willing to tell me whether or not they were planning on showing the Golden Compass, and I urged them very strongly not to do so. And then I asked them if they'd write me back and let me know if they intended to show that movie, because I do see this as, you know, kind of going to the next level, and asked them if they're going to do that, and told them politely that if they're going to do that, that I do intend to run an ad in the paper and try to organize some sort of a protest outside the movie theaters in a peaceful way, but just to let people know that I don't think that this is right. I don't, you know, this is definitely a step in a terrible direction, and I think people need to be brave enough and stand up and stand against this kind of thing.
Mike, this is Greg. I admire you for taking that stand. I tell you, I'm not a prophet, but if I was going to make a prediction, my guess is that all three of those venues will show the movie, because at that level, those movie theater operators, it's just a bottom line dollar. You know, how much money can they make? I mean, they show all kind of moral filth all the time, so they're not going to be objecting to this any more than any other trash they put out there. So to them, it's just how much money can we make? But I think it is, and I think you've hinted at this, it is indicative of the fact there's a true agenda at the level of the movie makers. There's an agenda to just see how far they can push the envelope and how much damage they can do to the faith of Christians, and how far they can destroy the moral fabric of our society. And so the movie makers, I think, are guilty of that behind-the-scenes agenda. Maybe the local movie theater operators are just looking to see how much money they can make.
You know, and they're not doing this in an R-rated movie. What's this movie rated?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to probably be PG. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it would probably be something. You know, what troubles me most is that they're not marketing this to people like you or I. We're going to stand up. we're still the older generation. I think, you know, even the majority of my generation will say, look, I know this is wrong. However, the next generation is coming along. You know, they're gearing this. If you look at the movie, I've seen the previews, the commercial that they put on for this. It's starting to show now. And this is geared toward children. And so they're looking at this as a long-term investment. And sure, this movie may not be a major, box office success right now, but they're setting the foundational work so that in 10, 15, or 20 years, people will be ready to accept this type of thing. I mean, this will be old news. This, you know, because always what these immoral people do is always goes through this this kind of a system that it goes through. You know, first it's shock. And then there's a period of, I think, tolerance where people don't like it, but they'll tolerate it. And then it kind of advances to acceptance. And then after acceptance, I think it tends to maybe progress to the point of a promotion of these ideas.
And then it starts all over again with the next level.
Exactly, exactly. And I think if there's ever any better example I could think of at the spur of the moment, I think it would be the homosexual agenda. Back in the 40s and 50s, you didn't talk about this kind of thing. And then, of course, you know, the 70s and 80s rolled around, and it was kind of a shock that these gays were, you know, quote, we call them coming out of the closet and things like that. And it wasn't really accepted, but people tolerated it. And then now we've come so far that it's almost this transitional phase again where they've promoted it for so long. Now it's becoming acceptable and it's promoted.
And you're the weirdo for opposing it now.
Yeah, and I'm a bigot and I'm a homophobe and all these other words that they can call me. And, you know, if you state what the Bible says, well, then there's, you know, you've got some radical agenda. Well, no, I'm stating an idea that's thousands of years old and it's always been that way. Anyway, I won't dominate all of your time. I'd just like to share one passage with your listeners, if I could.
Sure, go ahead, Mike.
Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all of your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil.
Give that passage again, Mike.
That was Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20.
That's a great one, and we appreciate it. Thanks for your comments tonight, Mike. Appreciate you listening up there in Indiana.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I always enjoy listening to this. I've gotten my son excited to listen to the program with me, too, and so this is a good study for us and a good opportunity.
How old is your son, Mike?
He's 14 years old, that's listening with me now, I'll pray for you, Greg. Get over your congestion.
It sounds worse than it is. Thanks for listening, Mike.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you listening tonight.
Use your internet connection for something good. Listen to the virtual Bible study every week. Now, back to the program.
Hello. Hey, Matt. No, I don't have any plans for Friday night. What are you doing? Oh, I won't be able to go with you to watch that movie. Because, Matt, the movie is rated R. Hey, why don't you just come over and hang out at my house Friday night? Great, I'll see you there.
Being pleasing to God means that you may have to be different than the crowd, but don't be afraid to stand up for what's right. It just might find it is easier than what you expect. A message brought to you by College U Church of Christ.
Hi, my name is Hunter. I'm 11 years old, and I love listening to the virtual Bible study.
For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. The virtual Bible study continues.
And welcome back to the virtual Bible study tonight. As we talk about the dangers of television, we want to hear your thoughts. The line is open now. You can dial the same number that Mike dialed in Orleans, Indiana, 877-381-4567. We'll pay the bill tonight, toll free, 877-381-4567. Or send us your emails to questions@collegeview.com. Certainly some alarming things that we've talked about so far, Dad, and we've got more alarming statistics to go.
I think so. You got plenty of time to get into the program tonight. Send us an email, questions@collegeview.com, or give us a phone call. We want to hear from you. What do you think are the great dangers of television viewing? What do we need to be on guard about? It's a pervasive issue. Christians have got to get their guard up on this. And so let us know what you think. Got an interesting email from our friend Roger up in London, Kentucky. He said, in reference to the two questions, I submit a statement that I feel would be appropriate answer to both questions about the movie Golden Compass or about TV viewing. He said, I hope it may be of use. It's entitled Wounded at the Theater, and it speaks of the effects of what we see. I want to read this. I've seen this before, too, and I think it's excellent. Thanks, Roger, for sending it. Listen to this quote, and let me see if you can imagine who might have written it. It says, quote, if you see a shameless woman in the theater who treads the stage with uncovered head and bold attitudes, dressed in garments adorned with gold, flaunting her soft sensuality, singing immoral songs, throwing her limbs about in the dance and making shameless speeches, do you still dare to say nothing human happens to you then? Long after the theater is closed and everyone has gone away, those images still float before your soul. Their words, their conduct, their glances, their walk, their positions, their excitation, their unchaste limbs. And as you go home, you're covered with a thousand wounds. But not alone. The shameless woman goes with you, although not openly and visible, but in your heart and in your conscience. And there within you see she kindles the Babylonian furnace in which the peace of your home, the purity of your heart, and the happiness of your marriage will be burnt up. You know, someone might ask, well, who wrote that? That guy's really tore up about modern TV and movies. But this is interesting. This was written 1,600 years ago by John Chrysostom. He lived around 400 AD. And here's a man who saw those dangers way back then when he saw shamelessness at the theater. Obviously, what he would have been writing about were live performances. They didn't have TV. But now we've got so much more opportunity to see that kind of stuff because of the electronic media, television, and the internet and others. Pretty amazing that fellow wrote that so long ago, and it seems so pertinent to today. Wonder what he'd say about today.
Well, fortunately, he doesn't have to see it, and he would certainly have large concern about what's going on television today. 877-381-4567. Questions at collegeview.com. Let us know your thoughts tonight on the program. Dad, one of the problems with television that we haven't mentioned so far, but is certainly something for us to consider as Christians, is the amount of time that people are spending viewing television.
That's right. We need to think about just well, I suppose that's too kind of a way to say it. Time consumed. We probably should say time wasted. Watching television is a big factor. By the way, Jacob, I want to talk about that, but let me also mention, if anybody wants that article, Wounded at the Theater, if you'll send an email in, I'll send that to you. I've got it in an attachment here. We can send it to you. So let us know. But let's talk about this business of how much time is
certainly there. Certainly, the statistics are alarming. According to a study in 1998, the average American was watching at that time 3 hours and 46 minutes of television every day. 3 hours and 46 minutes of television every day. That means that you are watching over 52 days of nonstop television watching every year if you're an average American. And by age 65, the average American will have spent nearly 9 years of their lives